Monday, March 6th, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45 and Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
We'll start the recorder and we will call the Board of Equalization to order. We'll stand and say a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is reviewed for all citizens in attendance. Can you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Bob?
Here.
Okay, first thing on the list, we got number one, we got the consent agenda items. We got the approval from the previous minutes of February 21, 21st of 2023.
Make a motion to approve those minutes.
Okay, we got Brian.
Second.
And we got Troy. Can you call roll, please?
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, first up here we have Christy requesting the tax approval of the tax list corrections.
We had Rent-A-Center called us and said they got penalized for filing late, and they actually didn't. It's just when we put the date in, it gave them a penalty because it was a second. They're due the first, but the second was okay to file by because it was a weekend. So we just took it off.
Okay, I seen that, and I'm thinking Rent-A-Center. Okay, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
The computer automatically puts it in there. We usually have to take it out. We just missed it.
Okay, any questions for Christy on the correction?
None here.
Okay, if not, we need a approval.
I make a motion.
Okay, we got Troy for the approval of the corrections, and we have second. We have Marty. Can you call roll, please? Is that okay?
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Thank you, Christy. Easiest thing you're going to do all day right there.
Pretty much.
Mail emergency business?
None.
Zero. Anybody from the public? Pretty big public going on here. They like it that way.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, if not, we have a motion to adjourn from Ryan.
I'll second.
Do we call roll on that again?
Yeah.
Okay, let's call roll on the adjournment, and it's 2:47.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay. Just like that.
Hi. How are you? Is the sheriff around today?
I believe.
Call the County Board of Commissioner meeting to order. We've already done the pledge. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here.
Thank you. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has a discretion to limit the time of comment. Anybody wishing to speak on anything not on the agenda?
Hello.
Hello.
First, I want to thank you guys for approving what you did for our office so far with the ARPA funds. It's going to increase the visibility to the public on the aesthetics of it and make us run more efficient in there. Today, we had our tax sale. We had 229 investors that were registered for 179 parcels. We did not sell all of them, and unfortunately, Big Ox did not go. That would have been wonderful if it would have, but it didn't sell. Another thing I did is on February 9th, I contacted the bank first and regarding our interest that we're receiving on our accounts. They did agree to increase our interest to 4.56%. With our two accounts that we mainly, well, we've got more than two accounts with them, but our largest number dollar-wise accounts. So that's going to help us out.
What's the other banks give?
What were they? I called Siouxland. They wouldn't even come, said they couldn't meet it. Who else? I'm trying to think who else. And the reason I called was because NPATE had up theirs. I was considering moving money to NPATE to help with the interest rate to try to get more revenue. And so that's where we are with that.
You guys have quite a bit of F&M as well, or not?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. No, not as much. No.
So basically, the source of the monies go through Bank First.
Bank First, yep.
But it rotates on a yearly basis, doesn't it?
It depends on the interest rate. You know, since I've been here, it's been mainly staying with F&M, or not with F&M, with Bank First, mm-hmm. just because that's where a lot of our checks are written from. A lot of ACH things happen through that account and things like that. So. You know, we do have money in F&M, and we do have money in Sumon Bank, too. Just not the large dollar amounts that we have at Bank First.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about math, you know, as far as what's in front of our office. A lot of days, and it's not because Kevin doesn't do his job, that's not the reason. We need mats there for when the weather's nasty out, because I go out there a lot, and there is water out there, and he's already, you know, done his thing out there, taking care of stuff. I hate to see somebody fall and get hurt, and I think it's important that we have mats in front of our office.
I've never noticed, but is there a mat there now? Because I remember at one point in time there's nothing out front. Okay.
Nothing in front of our office. And if we do recognize it, we go and physically put something down. But I think it would be nice to have a mat. I understand the look of having mats there, but for safety reasons, I think it's very important that there is something there.
I think we looked at seeing if one of the uniform companies that they do masks, et cetera, they could come in, you know,
change them out.
Depending upon what your needs are. Once a week to switch them out, or whatever the case may be. I don't know. That could be something to look at, because I know they're expensive, and then I know they take some care.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some care, you know, making sure somebody cleans them, and I don't know.
I just don't want somebody to fall,
right,
because there's a lot of time there is water out there.
I'm hoping that, you know, Troy and I were going to go around the buildings, and I know we were going to meet with you. And I haven't said anything to Troy, but maybe, I don't know, we'll get a time set up this week. And then at that time, we'll just look at that, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah.
And then worst case scenario, we'll bring it back to the board and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
What the best solution is.
Okay. I appreciate that.
No, I get it.
I would just hate to have a lawsuit if some person slipped and fell out there.
Or somebody tripped over a rug.
What's the beast?
It's happened.
You know?
If you're going to do that, also look in front of the assessor's office. That's the other one that would come to mind, where they would be on the main floor. Where,
you know, years ago, there was carpet in there. I remember we got rid of the carpet and got the flooring, and the flooring's been replaced since then. But it's, the carpet was just a smelly mess.
Oh, yeah.
But, you definitely should have something. You know, like I said, I've never noticed it. But, I think we'll talk about that, and then we'll get a price and see if they come in once a week and switch the rugs out. Or
I appreciate that.
I can't remember. We did. I thought we did it one time before and looked at it. Okay.
I was just wondering what the status was of our panic buttons. Have we heard any more about that, or?
I can't answer that.
The last, after I think you brought it up the last time, I talked to the folks at, I don't know the name of the company, but still waiting on whatever puts that together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's where, what was his name, Sheree? Do you remember? I'm testing your memory now. But anyway, I did talk to him, and no, we haven't got the part yet. You know, it's one of those, like.
Refresh my memory. Is there one there now, or there's nothing there? Is there one there, Sheriff, or not?
It don't work.
It doesn't work. Okay, so it's just, there's one there that it just needs to be working.
Well, you're going to put them upstairs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every office will have one.
Yeah.
Okay. I vaguely remember the conversation.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, I don't have an update for you, but that's the last communication I have. And so when I asked him, he said, well, we'll let you know when we get them or get the part or whatever it is they're missing. I mean, it's not like they forgot about us.
Okay.
Because it's pretty, I mean, it's several thousand dollars or more, closer to 10 for that. So they're not waiting, or they're not, you know, just...
Putting us off.
Right.
Right, right. I was just wondering if anybody's heard anything.
Not since the last time you were here, and I talked to them after that, and I did.
Okay.
And I did, so...
All right, thank you, I appreciate that.
You bet.
I'd just like you to keep in mind to watch the legislature regarding the inheritance tax situation. If the state does away with inheritance tax, it's going to affect Dakota County. Last year, we received $307,422.17 in inheritance tax that we have the ability to use on different things. As of February 23rd, we have received $57,354.59 with $182,501 tentative inheritance tax. So, you know, if ever there comes a situation where legislatures, you know, there's something up there that I know us as treasurers, we voice our opinion, we send information in, and the board, I would ask that you would please take that into consideration if you hear this.
Me personally, Dawn, I'm going to be honest with you. Ever since I've been around local government, they've been trying that every year. Every year.
But now we have a governor who has that as his focus.
Yeah. So let's just hope not, because like I said, I remember the letters that Joan Spencer would write and other counties that when they would write, you know, they rely on that.
Right.
To balance and to make their budget work, their funding. But I don't know. I can't.
We tapped into it last year for, what did we pay?
Health account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Health account.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, I remember X amount of years ago, there was over $1 million in it, and we had to use, like, several hundreds of thousands of dollars of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you got to have it. And unfortunately, it is what it is, but I don't know. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen?
Right.
But
right.
I get what you're saying is the support of not letting it go.
Yeah.
Right. Have they had the hearing yet on that?
Not that I'm aware of. They've had other... They haven't... I mean, it's up for a bill and all of that, and we had to voice our opinion, but it's not...
You don't
not,
know if there's a hearing schedule?
Not that I know of.
What do we roughly have in there right now? $1.2 million?
I don't know what the balance is right now.
It's over one five.
One five.
So...
Did you or the Treasurer's Group send any letters to the legislature in regards to inheritance?
Yes, I believe we have. I know last 2 weeks ago, we have sent things that we did an email and it went straight to, yep. So, yeah, we're very for it. So, Curry Floors. I was approved through ARPA for carpet. How do you want me to do the carpet? Do you want me to match the other side? Do you want it the opposite? Because when I ordered the other carpet, I wrote down the wrong number. I wrote down the red number with the black. I thought I was writing down the black number, but I wrote down the red number with the... I wrote the opposite of what it should have been.
Okay, so what you've been approved for, though, or the dollar amount, is it going from the old on over and the new stand there? Because there's a big difference in an area. So what did they price out?
It's the new. It would be the other side.
The other side.
Yeah.
Do you like, I mean, if anybody's ever been in there or noticed, it's the red with the checkered, with a little bit of the black in it, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay, I think it's a good look, don't you?
I'm okay. It's grown on me. But... I'm not the one that's going to be living with it forever. You know what I mean?
I think it's
it's what the South Sioux schools use.
I like it. Your mistake with your number writing, I think it worked out well. I mean, me personally, but I mean.
At first, I thought it looked like a pool hall, but it's okay. It's grown. It's all right now.
Is carpet tough for cleanup, though? I mean, would it be better if we tiled the whole thing, or?
I don't know. This carpet, like I said, they have in the South Sioux schools. They say they can, you know, have it cleaned. Looks like brand new.
And it's
very
durable.
Yeah, it's in the squares. Uh huh. Yep.
I would suggest the assessor's office is the white tile, and the deeds is getting new white tile. Me personally, I take it all out and put tile in. We're done, move on, there's no carpet choices, et cetera, and it'll look fine. Mm-hmm. It'll look fine. It's the ARPA dollars are, they're great, but so in probably, you know, the carpet that was in there before, and I'm not saying right or wrong, but the carpet that was in there was probably in there for 30 years. And then we replaced one side. That came out of the budget. You know, that was like $3,000. Now we have new carpet on the other side. I don't know how much that was, but you know, those don't match. But anyway, I'm just saying, I think it should be tiled. We're done. We move on. So look in the assessor's office. Look at theirs. I think Deb is getting the same thing in deeds. So that way the whole first floor will be the same.
Coherent.
Okay. Or anyway, that wing will be the same.
It's your guys' call. It's not my call.
Okay.
I just was told to. I am not a contractor.
Is it okay if Troy again and I, if we look at
project
it,
chairman or anything?
Let's do this here. How about Troy and I when we meet with you? Okay, let's look it all over and discuss it, and then of course then we'll bring it back and
make
a recommendation on what should be done. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that works for me.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else? Anyone not on the agenda?
Okay.
All right. Moving on then. Item 2 is the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, the approval of payroll claims, February 19th to March 4th, 2023. Scott and I did payroll today. Thank you, Scott. Everything looked good. And approval of adding Paola,
is
it Ledesma, deputy county clerk to the register of deeds account at Siouxland Bank, along with Cherie Conley, county clerk.
So moved on the consent agenda items.
I'll second.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Troy. Any other questions? If not, call the roll, please. Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, item 3, new business and resolutions. Item A, 3:01 p.m., public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comment regarding the abandonment of public roads known as, starting at the east end of 230th Street, west of Ann Avenue, then going west approximately 1/2 mile between Section 9, Township 27 North, Range 7, Parcel 2200-88594, and Section 4, Township 27 North, Range 7, Parcel 2200-90599, Dakota County, Nebraska. This is the Anderson Road that is back that we've talked about before. So is there anyone wishing to speak in favor on this project? All right. Anyone in opposition? Any neutral? Okay, then I'll close the hearing, and it'll be back
next time,
meeting for our then
final. Okay, perfect.
Okay, all right. Then item B is Greg Coinson is here, I believe, Sheriff Kleinberg, requesting approval to use special project funds, set aside funds to move forward with updating and replacing servers and software that will reach end of support October 2023. Yes, sir.
So, hi, my name is Greg Coins, and I'm a police officer with the City of South Sioux. One of my jobs is to work with the co-directors, the sheriff and the chief, on projects for the law enforcement center. One of the projects with this is specifically is the replacement of a server, virtual server system, and also some NAS backup at the law enforcement center. A lot of this is coming end of date or end of service, October of this year. What that means for us is they no longer support the servers, the software no longer send out updates and maintenance issues with that. So when these situations occur, we have to do an upgrade and update of our system.
How old are they, Greg?
The particular one we're looking at to do is over 10 years old. And it's they're running on server 2012, which is running out at the end of this year. So for us, it's split into two projects, and you can either decide to take this as one project or two. It's up to the council. This was previously approved by the LEC board, sent to the LEC board. With this, because we're using special project funds, is not the budget of the LEC. There's a set-aside fund that the county and city have put together for these projects. Currently, there's roughly $400,000 in that fund for these type of projects. So the LEC board approves this, and they did. And then it goes to the city council for approval, and then eventually to the commissioners for their approval for the project.
Has it been by the city council already?
Yes, it has.
And they okayed it, I'm assuming.
Yes, it did.
Shocking. Whether they would want something else, or relook at something, or whatever, or who knows what they like to do down there.
So the servers themselves and software roughly is $26,000, $26,270. And then the part with the NAS backup and storage is $4,872 for that project.
$4,872.
If I'm talking too fast, let me know. I do that a lot. So we're just looking. Have any questions from the board today?
That fund, Greg. Just a question. Is it a? Is there other things projected to come out of that, or does that just sit that fund?
There might be some like concrete work that we had to do in the spring up there. What is there, $400,000 in there, if I remember right?
Yeah, it's $400,000 currently in that fund, and things like concrete will come out of there eventually.
Air conditioning.
Yep. Heat pump units could come in there.
So it's all for use on that
project. Only project for the LEC, yes.
And there's a lot of, there are numerous projects each year come out of that.
And we did some painting this winter or last fall.
That was actually a budgetary item. We were able
was
to
that a budget? Okay, I don't
came out of the budget. That was not of it. So,
when you're getting new servers like that, do they give you a end date when they'll quit support and how many years it's going to be?
A lot of times when you initially move into it, they don't, because they haven't foreseen when that end date is coming. But eventually, after so many years, they do give you, they publish it and say, well, this is the end date now.
It's probably outdated when the data
is. Oh, I know.
They don't tell you.
They don't tell us. They don't tell you when you buy it because they want to get you to buy it before they tell you. But, I mean, there's no other way around it.
Correct.
Yeah. But,
I was just talking about the city thing. I know that, I don't know. Not really, but anyways, I'm going to make it publicly.
Anyway, Greg, is there anything in this year's budget then in that $400,000 to spend, or are we doing anything else?
We're going to do some concrete work.
We're going to do some concrete work. There's some panels in the parking lot are deteriorating. We're also having a problem with drainage, so we got to figure out, fix the drainage problem, which will eventually fix the cement cracking problem. So that's what we're trying to determine, which is the best to get the water out of that. When they built the parking lot at the Longford Center, it's basically flat. It was designed just to run out the two entry exit driveways, and it's not. It's settling over the years, so we have these big pools of water. And then after time, that's where we see the cracking and the deterioration of the concrete.
You also put a flat roof on it. That doesn't work out either.
No. So there's some projects and some data new things. They should have raised it up a few feet, but that's...
Can somebody answer me what do we, I mean, I know it costs X amount of dollars to operate the LEC, and it had to be updated. What?
About $43 a month, ain't it?
Yeah.
But what, that fund money, when did we distribute to that, do you recall?
I think it's in April.
In April?
The set-aside fund.
The set-aside fund.
I believe it's I don't know. I always thought it was sometimes at the end of our fiscal year. The city runs different than the county's fiscal year. So something like October, I believe there's a adjusting of the funds, and then there's the county puts in so much to it, and the city puts up so much to it, and it has grown.
I just couldn't remember when it was, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if can I make a motion?
Yes.
Unless anybody has any other questions, I think that you guys got to go. They got things to do.
I think it's something we got to do.
I don't think there's any way around it. But anyways, I will make a motion here for for Greg and Sheriff to requesting the approval of the special funds project, the set aside funds to the software, $26,270 and the $48,72.
And that's my motion.
Second.
Okay.
I don't know if that'd be, since it's your building, if there's an issue with you saying that or not. Would there be, since he's employed up there in that building, should he second the motion? Is just a question I have. I don't know the answer.
He could probably just abstain to be safe. You want to make the motion or second it, Marty?
Well, I could, and it don't matter.
I don't know where the contract of interest would be, though. I don't think there is any.
No, I think you're fine. You're not on the board or anything.
No kickback?
No.
Okay.
You're in the city, so.
Okay, so we have a motion then and by Scott, seconded by Brian, to approve the project. Call the roll, please.
Okay, Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
CB.
Bye. Item 4, miscellaneous, Jolene Dubois is here with a road report.
She's looking older without.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Jolene.
We maintained for 127 hours. We had 1 hour overtime in the last 2 weeks, 4 hours of chipping trees. We had 10 and a half hours working on some of those plug culverts again. 96.7 hours of snow removal, 79.5 hours of hauling gravel. We hauled 844 tons of three-quarter clean and 526 tons of crushed concrete. 24 hours of signing was mostly putting up barricades and taking them down. And then we had some road concerns for gravel. A lot of times the grading went with the gravel, but the roads have improved, dried up a little bit. We'll just have to see what this next storm does for us.
When are we having another storm this week?
Yeah, they're looking about maybe 5 inches on.
Really?
7 inches.
I didn't know
five
that.
5 inches one day, 2 inches another day. Yeah. So hopefully.
Just so I just want to address something real quick while you're here, Jolene. I know that Dan Guntrup, is it Guntrup?
Guntrup.
I know that, you know, he's had issues with his swine yard, and he gets the pigs fattened up. I'm assuming, I don't know his whole business, but then he brings in a truck, a semi, and they try to pull him out. You know, and the timing is terrible. And he tells me, and I talked to him a couple different times. Last time I talked to him, very irate. And I told him I'd come out and talk to him. But you know what? I'm going to let the dust settle for a bit and let you guys do your thing out there. And I will go out and talk to him because I'd love to hear it in person. But I just know that he was very, very irate. That he had two trucks going each way out of his facility that were both stuck.
I think when they're... He sells them too. It's contracted, so it's not like he can do it next week.
Well, so. And I understand, don't get me wrong, next week, but the only thing I'm looking at is just a perfect example. After we had that rain last Sunday, and then Monday, you know, that was the thing. And I understand the trucking industry, you get trucks lined up and this and that, and you can't, you know, Mother Nature, but the point is the following morning,
it was froze.
You know, it wouldn't have been an issue, but. And he's just tearing the hell out of the roads out there.
So, and that's one thing I said, you know, he has a conditional use permit out there to run that operation. And I contacted NIRMA, you know, because our roads are farm to market, you know. Mm-hmm. At what point is this a business? And at what point is it just a farmer getting his product out? So they were going to look into that. But since it is a conditional use permit, I know there's another conditional use permit coming up, and the Planning and Zoning Board requested a condition to have road haul agreements with the road department. So if they would tear up the road, then they're responsible. They have to pay for that. So I would suggest in the future that when these conditional use permits come up, and it's going to be something with a lot of hauling on county roads to make sure that's in there.
Well, and that needs to start at planning and zoning, obviously.
Right. I mean, well, and then if it got to you guys and it wasn't in there for some
reason,
you can say we're not going to approve this until something's set up that way.
And I don't know. Listen, I get it, but in the same time, you know, it's not like it's grain where you can, you know, you got some time to haul it out, but it's like, wow, you know, for the damage that he's doing. And I don't think we even want to know the dollar amount, the time and energy that we spent, you know, and material.
Twice.
Yeah, two times within 2 weeks. Yeah. And I understand, you know, the taxpayer situation and this and that, whatever, whatever. But, you know, I guess it's just, you know, when you don't play the role of Mother Nature and then you want to call and are, you know, if it's a road foreman or the blade operator or a commissioner and, you know, just ream them a new one, you know, that's, I got an issue with that.
Well, and I had a talk with the guys this morning today, too, when they turned in their timesheets. We had our little meeting, and I told them when somebody's that upset and that angry, just go away. And I said we can call the sheriff's department out there, and they can have a talk with them, but they don't need to
get in a confrontation.
I said you just don't need, if you know they're going to be angry, don't even stop or just tell them to call the office and keep going. So.
Yeah, let the sheriff's office be the mediator and let them go out there.
De-escalate. Isn't that the word?
There you go.
That training's today. I'm missing, by the way.
Okay. Anyways, that's, yeah. I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, they're out there trying, but yeah, like you said last week, we were on our second thaw already, and
we're gonna have a couple more springs.
Yeah, so
it's all good.
Jolene, I did not get that information on the guy to clean out the culverts, but I will get it for you for next week.
Perfect. Thank you, Jolene.
And we did put out a few bids for some road projects for the next budget year, so. Will be March 15th at 2 p.m.
Which projects are you?
So there's damage to C Avenue. There's that dip. And then Gulf Road has two spots. We put a bid out for that. Yeah. So March 15th, we will open them and then present them at the next budget meeting. So Troy.
Is it going to be here?
Right. What like time? Just like we did last time. 2 p.m. on March 15th.
Can,
got a lot going on that week. Make sure you text me beforehand, all right? Like an hour before, would you? Mr. Jones Spencer used to be to me all the
should
time.
Dodge be one of those, Jolene?
So we're going to have somebody go look at that again tomorrow. We got the opinion from somebody today without actually going out to look at it who has been on that road.
What road is it?
Dodge Avenue.
The one by the that goes as the side door the when there's a train?
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
About that.
So
road's
we,
terrible.
We want to have an actual asphalt guy go out and kind of give us an opinion. Because we talked about doing BOMAG, and the one guy we talked to said probably be better off doing an overlay. So we're waiting to hear Matt. We're going to get a hold of Matt Barkley and have him take a peek at it and give his best opinion on how we should go
and,
about
and
it.
And we know there's not a lot of traffic, but it's a road that has to stay open.
Yeah.
Okay, no question about it. And we know the traffic is very minimal. But in the same time, you know, I don't think when it comes time to do it, we got to take in consideration that we don't want to cut corners on doing it because we don't want to start throwing money at something that, even though we think it doesn't get used much, but it might get used more than what you think.
Right.
You
well,
know,
and
you know what I'm saying?
At the times it gets used, it's more than likely emergency situation, so
yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Well, we don't want to have to do it every couple of years.
Right, exactly.
So
exactly.
We might as well just do something.
So, and then the thing is, we got to remember that we're only responsible from in front of the
public or the city works.
The city works, Dakota City, on to the south, mm-hmm. Which I know is still a jaunt, but
it's
it doesn't start at the very
not
beginning.
Not quite a mile.
Is the city thinking about doing their part of it?
I think that's in good shape. I don't think they have
that,
to.
No, it is in a lot better shape.
I mean, it's not the best, but you know, it's concrete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is a small portion that is concrete of ours, too.
Yeah.
Not a lot, but a small portion.
Switching gears, Jolene, what about the new state yard or not now county yard down here? Have you guys got in there?
Just last week. They still had to get some stuff out, so we gave them until March 1st. So Brent went down and
changed
them.
Charge them, Brent.
Brent gave them... our switches padlocks out, so...
Was there any salt left?
No, they got all that.
And Sheree got the utilities switched over last week for us, so we appreciate that. And we're looking at doing our signs out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Get the signs, just a better organization of our signs, so... Mm-hmm. And then figuring out what we need to do to get our salt truck in there and then our backhoe in there to load salt for the winter next year.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
Have a good day.
No, thanks, Jolene.
Thank you.
B is Sheriff Kleinberg with a jail report. Sheriff?
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I got February 6th.
This is March 6th.
Oh, so February 6th, we're not even looking at, right?
Don't you have March 6th?
Yes. We have both. There's two of them.
Oh, you want me to read the one from last month?
No, thank you.
Average inmates per day in the month of February, 98 total in-house, 77 county, 20 federal. Average for 2023, so far this year, 104 in-house county, 84 and 20 for federal. Fiscal 22-23, average inmates per day, 113 in-house, 96 county, and 18 federal. Fiscally, federal income, the Marshal Service, $45,000 for the month of February, $45,385. ICE is $640. Omaha and South Dakota Marshals was zero. And $46,025.48 was the federal altogether. And fiscally for the Marshals is $351,558. ICE, $2,320. And Omaha and South Dakota is $2,482, which adds up to $356,360. 2023 cattle and dirt federal is $97,843. Contracts for February were zero, and fiscally contracts were $1,870. Commissary for the month of December was $9,836. And February cost of inmate per day was $81.86. So the jail spent $224,000. We're at 65% of total the county's fiscal year budget. We're 9% under budget right now, luckily. We're at 53 total estimated yearly budget for February. And spent $27,262 less than allotted for February, which is 12% under budget for the month. February bookings, the sheriff's office was 39, South Sioux was 28, NSP 9. Turn-in, self-pays, 9, feds, 5, and others, 0, total of 90. Dakota County, 43 of them people were from Dakota County, other Nebraska states, 18, Sioux City, 18, Iowa, 8, other states, 3, total of 90. And that would be your jail report.
Did you see the marshals?
We're keeping the same marshals.
Is it?
We've stayed steady at holding the same marshals. They haven't. They're still clamoring for beds.
I was just thinking, is that lower than average at this far in the budget?
Actually, years ago we tried to not go over 18, but we usually average about 20. If we got 18 and one of those guys know it, they're put somebody in that space.
Okay.
So I don't think it's any less than what it typically is. We probably hit a couple of days there where there might not have been someone in there, so it just changed that number a little bit.
Good luck with the remainder of the budget.
Yeah, we got to, we're going to have to amend, because we're getting extra per diem from them still for the jail project, so we're going to have to amend that back to what their contract says sometime, and that's what that email I forwarded to all you guys was. The architects are closing it. They can't just leave it sitting open like that. So, after seeing what the industry, it's not possible. We can't possibly.
I guess it's up
to you guys. I'm just saying, for my employees, I can't strap that on their back to pay back.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question then, Sheriff. So, going forward then, with knowing what we know now with the project, where we think it's at, do we need to put it on our next agenda for an item to discuss? That way, if there's any information we need or get before then, and then we can officially...
Yeah, that's totally up to you, Bob. I don't have nothing to say about it.
Sheriff, do we owe them some of that per diem back?
I don't know if they're going to hit us with that.
I say we get as quickly as we can. We eliminate.
I'm thinking because the prior board signed and agreed to the contract, I went to them and got money to collect and to up that per diem. Yeah. I'm wondering why we don't owe it, but they haven't said nothing to me about that.
Well, we will own it if they want it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, so anyway, maybe that'll give us, if we put it on the next agenda, if there's information that we can get good, bad, or indifferent on the project, we can talk about it then. Because I know the architect is asking for some closure. And at that time...
Definitely put it on the next agenda.
Okay, so we'll do that. That way, if there's anything that comes up, we'll talk about it.
Sounds good.
Move on from there.
Thanks, Sheriff. Have a good day.
Well, I've got to hang out here. Because I volunteered my jail gal. I want to put her in overtime, and she was on the agenda for a laptop and a stove in the kitchen.
Oh, well, you know what, Sheriff? Are you done with your jail report? We can move right into. We'll come back to C. We can move right into the next one if you want to talk about your two items.
Elizabeth was coming over to the board meeting, and I said I'm going over there on her. Overtime, so I said, just go home, I'll take care of it. Well, she said something about a laptop. I didn't know anything about the laptop. I know the stove's done, and they're not cheap. This is the bid, $12,350 for that stove. That. But it's lasted 15 years.
Yeah.
I think it was used when we got it.
No.
When the jail was built.
I'm just kidding.
No, I think it was.
Probably was, yeah. So do you want to, the laptop, you want to...
I guess. I don't know anything about that. That's probably her laptop. This is her jail laptop, I'm thinking.
Because is any board members aware of anything about this laptop? Because I'm not either.
I mean, I just seen it on the agenda.
Yeah,
that's
it. On the agenda.
She sent an email and said that she had asked about getting approval for a laptop. I don't know who she asked. She didn't say that.
Well, I said, do you need a laptop? She says, yeah. I said, get a laptop.
Okay.
I didn't know she was going to... Mm-hmm. Do all the ARPA stuff and everything.
Well, I mean, that's...
But she does need it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If she didn't need it, she wouldn't have...
Yeah. All right. No, and that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so
the stove is 13,625? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're looking to amend your budget or just do the ARPA thing on it?
It's under the ARPA stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say that's what it's for. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I think we've resolved the stove and the laptop.
Yep.
All right. Those are done. Then Register of Deeds has some work with Glover Painting, repair and paint walls in the office. I talked to Deb a little bit today about that. Looks good. And then also in the deeds, the flooring as well. And then the health department is a ventilation OptiClean air scrubber.
What in the hell is that?
Cleans air.
Is it like an air exchanger that air comes in, air goes out?
Yeah, it's a big filter. And it uses infrared, it uses light to kill anything that's in it. And it would hang out, or it'd be in the ceiling right out in the waiting area.
Actually, it's a floor unit just inside.
Oh, is it a floor unit?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's already hooked up. They've been using it to see if they liked it. They do.
So those are the items to approve or not from the ARPA funding.
I would say that they all look like worthy items.
Make a motion.
Yep.
That's your motion, Marty?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion by Marty, seconded by Brian to approve those items. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay. Item 5 is Commissioner Committee Report. Scott?
Did you want to go back up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes, thank you, Sheree. So item C was the discussion regarding pledging money to College Center and Community Center. The College Center was here, well, the Community Center folks were here as well. So we supported the College Center when that was built initially, and they have their plans to expand, add on. The Community Center is also in the works. big plans. We've met with them, or I have a couple times. Troy was at one of those meetings. And I think it would just be a great project and center for the community. So, with that being said...
So my question is, real quick, Mr. Chair. My question is it shows the college,
mm-hmm.
and it shows the community center.
Right.
What community center are we talking about? The one that sits on Highway 20?
It's not built.
They're building a new one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what happens if they don't get the funds? And let's just say, just theoretically speaking here, if we said, okay... I think prior when the college was built, we did $25,000 that the county did.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say, for instance, we said we're going to do $25,000, and the community center doesn't happen,
mm-hmm.
but the college does. I mean, obviously, the money is just going to go to the college center. Or
yeah, I would say that our support would be contingent upon maybe groundbreaking on both.
Are they trying to do the community center in the same area behind the college?
No, it's down by the new Heartland Counseling
building.
Down by the soccer field.
Yeah, they're not tied together.
No, not at all.
It's not tied together.
Okay, it's not tied together.
No. It's two separate projects.
And community center.
Right. It should. Yeah, those are two separate projects.
Okay.
So we first need to decide, if those are both or one of them or both of them are something we want to support. It would have to be inheritance, which we've done before.
Yep.
For either one of those. I mean, I think obviously the college center is that's I think that's going to happen. There's no mm-hmm. question about that. The they're still working on the funding for the community center project, and I really I think those gals will they'll get it done. I guess the question is, do we want to support?
It's a discussion, or are we doing dollar amounts today, or what are we doing?
We don't have, this is a discussion,
okay.
Because we don't have, it doesn't say to support or not,
okay.
either one. So I guess we don't need, maybe this will be, so this is just for discussion.
Your
thoughts.
Okay, so my thought is what you just said. You know, the ladies will get that done. Pretty sure of it. Mm-hmm. I know that. You know, we were, you know, and if you want to call it a supporter, investor, whatever, into the college, mm-hmm. and you know they have the wall on there. You can see when you walk into the college of all the people that help, you know, fund that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is important that, yes, like you said, it's going to come out of inheritance. But I think it is important that between the two different identities of, you know, the college and the, I think we should definitely, you know, support them in some form or shape or way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying give the farm away, but at the same time.
Yeah, and we're not going to be on either one of those projects. We're not going to be any huge investor on that anyway. I think especially the community center. I mean, they're looking at probably, you know, some folks that are going to give. Millions probably
yeah.
for that.
Yeah.
We're just a little county here that we want to be. But on the other hand, we want to be good. In my opinion, good
yeah.
community.
Yeah. Active.
Yeah. Thank
I
you.
I mean, you do.
Thank
you. You do.
Yeah.
You do.
So I guess our you know is this something we can bring it back next time with a dollar amount for that. You want to think about what we...
Everybody in their mind right now, guaranteed, they got to have a dollar amount in their head that they think that they want to give. Sitting at this table.
Right.
I mean, I know I do. I don't know if you do, but I know that I
do. I do.
I mean, I do too.
I do.
All right, what did you got on your minds?
I say 50,000.
Between the two? Or each?
Each?
I was thinking 25 each.
I was thinking 37.50.
I love that.
Well, that's listen. This is the deal. This is the only way that it's going to get out on the table is if we all, you know, let's face it and say what we're thinking, you know. So, whatever. But I know that we got to do something for each of them. I do believe, anyways. And I was thinking 50 between the two, but that's my opinion. Bob thinks 100.
How much money do we have there?
$1.5 million.
You know, and we don't, you know, I can't remember the last time we, the college is really the only thing mm-hmm. in the last probably 10 years other than Veterans Drive, you know, we did that years ago, but, you know, we don't do this very often. And I don't know of any project like this other than those two that are mm-hmm. in the immediate. On the radar.
I'd go with Bob. I'd go 50 each.
And
50.
Okay.
50
and entity. So that's fine. But do we want to do it at one time? We want to do it over. And again, they're both contingent on groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we can do a pledge because both of them, well, especially the community center, would be an ongoing project that it is going to build over time.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I would say one-time shot payment. Here you go. See you later. Yeah, I think if you stretch it out, then all of a sudden, what's going to happen is
we might not have inheritance after 5 years.
Well,
either.
that or all of a sudden they know that their last payment is going to come, and then all of a sudden they'd be here saying, "Well, we need to do this or we need to do that." You know, if you think maybe we can, you know, I'd just do it one time. See you later. Here's a check. Hope it works out.
Have a nice day.
Have a great day.
Any dollar amount?
I was thinking like
yes,
Scott.
No.
I was thinking 50, 25 apiece.
Brian,
looks like you're the vote. You're going to be the guy that's going to decide.
I'm good with 50 apiece.
Okay.
Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Oh, wait, you know what? We can't do
anything. Next time we will. Yeah.
We'll bring
next
it back. But I think we found our. Consensus.
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's fine. You know, it's so it's good. I'm glad we got there. We'll bring that back next time to do that then.
I have no committee reports.
Okay. Brian?
I went to planning and zoning and they're becoming here about the pipeline that's going in.
Out there north of Homer?
Yes. Trucks going through Homer, so they're going to have to do some. They're going to have to come here and talk to us about a bunch of stuff before anything happens.
That's kind of what Jolene was talking about.
Yeah, is the pipeline the conditional use? That
right.
Yeah. So they'll be coming here shortly.
And like the rumor I had is it's a place out in New York, and they flew in a few different times.
Yeah.
Like that, so it's a pretty serious deal.
They were here at the last planning zoning. I talked to them for a little bit.
We told them to come next week or 2 weeks.
Yeah. They'll be flying back out here to visit with us.
Okay, anything else?
No, that was really all.
I didn't have any meetings.
Troy?
No meetings.
No meetings? I don't think I did either. We talked about briefly the joint meeting coming up, the oldest in the world, that we're all going to go to, which is good. Which is good.
Are you ready for your speaking part?
Scott.
Oh,
Scott's going to help me.
Okay.
Maybe tell a few jokes.
Okay.
The sheriff's going to be mighty good.
I think we all got the email on the stormwater meeting, maybe. Scott's going to fill in for that for me on March 16th. That's with South Sioux. And also... Also on the, I wanted to bring up the Simcoe. I went to the Simcoe meeting last week, and they want to know if anybody wanted to go to the Siouxland delegation that goes to D.C. that we've gone to before.
I would love to go.
I don't know the dates for sure. Sheriff, I think you've been there before.
Not for Simcoe.
Not for that.
You've been there to see President.
So it's in May. I do know that, Brian. It's maybe you've heard about it, the
are you going?
The South Sioux folks.
Yeah. Sioux City.
Okay. Anyway, it's May. If anybody has any interest in that, that is in May. We got some time. That's all I have. Cherie, any mail or emergency business? No? With that?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I would love to second.
Motion by Scott. Excuse me.
Sheriff?
Sheriff comments.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, just go ahead, Sheriff.
I just wanted to, I forgot to talk about the panic buttons. Now, you guys know that when those panic buttons went in, the sheriff's office wasn't in the jail. So my worry was the courts. So when those panic buttons went in, it was a radio that did that. Mm-hmm. Well, since we moved into the jail, we're here, and the radio system is on StarCom, and I was now involved with that. So the price of having each radio on that system has went up, and it's not worthy of paying for this radio to be on that we can't use. Mm-hmm. It's just for a panic button. Mm-hmm. So what I told Joan is, if we're going to put panic buttons in, they need to be hardwired. You don't need wireless. Just run some Cat 6 to whatever they want a panic button. Mm-hmm. The second issue is with that, where does it ring to?
It goes to the LEC.
Yes, it can go to the LEC.
Right.
What my worry was, it goes to Master, and they're in there. We're in the jail. Mm-hmm. So, but that whole panic button things they did years ago, that was because we wasn't in here. We're here now. We're in the building.
Is there a place over there where it could ring in?
Well, it could ring into Master, Marty, but they're in.
I know, but
they got. Well, you've been in there.
Yeah.
There's one person that runs all that at any given time.
But,
so,
and there's times where nobody's in your guys' office, where the officers are.
Oh yeah, right. That's why Randy went over there. There was nobody in the office except for.
So where would you want to turn? Where do you think it's?
The LEC, if it's going to.
And no, it is the LEC.
You're going to have to do that over internet. You're going to have to do it over microwave. You're going to have to do that
for that
fiber. Yes.
I don't think so.
How would have a way to get the signal to the?
How would the signal get there?
Well, our whoever is, and I can't tell you who it was. I can't think of the company now, but it's the same system that South Sioux has in place now
for
all of the, you know, the library, city hall, etc. So it rings.
So it's probably on the fiber network,
right? So it rings through the LEC because you know, like you said, mm-hmm. I mean, there's times when there's nobody over there.
911 goes in there,
right? So it goes LEC and then out to.
Okay.
So that's been.
And we still have that old system in there.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't work because the radio's not activated. Because I.
No, this is and each office will have them. So this is, I think we've
okay.
Or they've addressed it.
Perfect.
I think we're on go.
Thank you.
You bet. I had a motion by Brian, seconded by Scott to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. We are adjourned.
Hey, Jolene.
Hey, what?
Is there just one little bitty section of where 39th and G?